I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, Marcus Bronzy here from How to Kill an Hour. Just thought I'd drop you a quick line to say, hey, thank you for supporting the podcast. Myself and the whole team really appreciate it. And we've decided to give back, and we've done that via our Patreon, which is a great way for you to show us a little bit of love by supporting us and becoming a patron of the show. And in return, we will give you extra episodes that we only give to our patrons. Plus, on top of that, you get all of the content that we deliver on our free feed earlier than usual and ad-free, because, well, why are we going to make you listen to ads if you've just helped us out by giving a little to us? So here's a little taster of what you can expect on our Patreon feed. Whilst doing the research for this, obviously Nick and I came across a bunch of rip-roaring funny ones. So I think, yeah, let's just pluck through a few of them and see what we find out, Nick.
Well, I've got one here.
Yeah.
It says 15-year-old pooping on the floor, ? Okay, as nasty as this may be, it's true. A friend of mine has a sister who likes to poop on her bedroom floor because she said her bathroom is nasty and does not want to sit on the toilet seat because she's afraid of getting some germs or something. I told her she could also get germs from pooing on the floor, but she told me she always cleans after she's done. Is it really bad what she's doing? ? Could she get diseases from doing that? ? Please and thank you. Did you want to read the answer?
Go on, I'll go for it. Rubber nose in it, smack her with a newspaper, then lock her in the bathroom. If this still doesn't work, place her in a small cage. Then when she has to poop, she will ask to be let out. Do this only if she will poop in the toilet, otherwise make her poop in the cage and live with it. Some people are just hard to potty train.
So if you've never had a dog before, that person is basically like answered it with what you do, what people do to dogs, essentially, when you're toilet training a dog.
Yeah, rub their nose in it. Right.
I don't think that works myself. But anyway, it's not an animal rights podcast.
What, rubbing a human's nose in it?
Or no, rubbing a dog's nose in it. Like, I don't think that works. It basically, it sometimes makes the dog scared to alert you that it needs to go to the toilet because it thinks that if it goes to the toilet, irrespective of whether it's inside or outside, you're going to tell it off. So it will like sneak away and go toilet on the sly somewhere and you won't even know.
So like in your shoe in the cupboard and then you'll have shit in your shoe.
Like it will go away from you and try to go to the toilet instead of alerting you that it wants to go. So what you're meant to do actually is if they have an accident is you're meant to just not even say anything and just like quietly clear it up. And then just like, it's really annoying when you're trying to toilet train a dog. You have to like watch them like a hawk. And when it seems like they gonna go toilet, you have to quickly take them outside, put them outside. And whether it's a one or a two, if they go, you have to like properly hardcore praise them and then give them a treat and all of that. And then they start realizing, oh, if I go toilet outside, I'm going to get a treat. So yeah. Anyway, this isn't a dog training podcast. What's going on here?
I was thinking if I was young, if that would work for me, like if I had like a lollipop every time I did a poo, but outside I realised that would turn me into some feral human. Wouldn't it be interesting?
But that is what potty training is though. Like when kids go toilet on a potty, the parents always like praise them, innit? It's always like, oh, well done. And then they get like all happy in that. Like, so it's the same thing.
Whereas now as an adult, if you were to leave the toilet to a round of applause, it would be a very different experience, right?
Unless you've got one of those Japanese toilets which gives you a round of applause. I'm sure they exist. I'm not making this up. I'm sure that there's like toilets out there that like give you a round of applause.
Yeah, there's toilets out there in Japan that give you everything. right?
Yeah.
Like I've been, Bandai Namco, I was in their offices, right? And obviously they're not, they're obviously an Asian-based company, so they have a lot of stuff in there is kind of configured to how it would be over there. And they've got one of those toilets that, mate, washes and blow dries your bottom. Sensational.
Yeah.
It's especially in a hot summers that, look, the UK has really hot, sweaty summer for a couple of days, yeah? I just want to say, a toilet that washes your bottom and air, like, blow dries it, bruv, game changer. I've never felt so fresh down there coming out of a loo.
I stayed in a Japanese hotel chain when I was in Bangkok. I can't remember what it was called, but it was a really nice hotel, like Japanese chain. And they had that in the bathroom, one of those toilets. I mean, I used the toilet, but I didn't use all the features.
You didn't press all the buttons? Nah, I had to press every button. I wanted to feel the hard jet, the soft jet. I wanted to feel the toilet seat warming. I wanted to play the little music that was like boom, de, boom, dim, boom, dim,
the
boom,
hard da, dum, jet, boom, you know. Boom.
Yeah, I went hardcore. I went for the full spray, and I move forward and backwards to see if the targeting thing worked. But it actually targets your ring.
Ooh, la, la.
It's fantastic technology that they use, mate. Fantastic. Game changing stuff.
Ring piece targeting technology.
Do you know what? Feasible though, you must be able to have a system that could recognize your bum hole and know what setting of jet you want. It could read your bottom and just have the perfect settings for you. There could be a network of toilets wherever you go, wherever you are in the UK, whenever you sit on it, you get the perfect spray at the right temperature, the right amount of bottom drying. We could be onto something. Personalized toilet experience.
Listen, we need, look, this is a Yahoo Answers special. And now we're just talking about water jets going up your ass. We need to get back to the matter at hand here.
Is it illegal to kill an ant? Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, exclamation mark, question mark. Today, I was walking down the street and there was an ant on a puppy, so I stepped on the ant and killed it. A police officer gave me a very dirt look. No typo. And so did a lot of people. So I was wondering if it's illegal to kill an ant. I'm super serious. This isn't a joke. Update. Yeah, I step on the dog to kill the ant.
Why is there an evil laugh on the end of it? Like, yeah, I step on the dog to kill the ant. Like, what the hell? Big up Nor R, who just replied in capital letters, you stepped on a dog. And as we've discussed, you know, people love dogs and cats. So that's why you're getting the dirty looks, my friend. Right, I've got a good one here.
Yeah, go on.
It's from Palmer, who says, and it's all in caps. How do I turn off caps lock? Question mark. I accidentally turned it on yesterday and I don't know how to turn it back off. All of my friends are mad because they think I'm shouting at them over the internet. This problem is literally ruining my life and tearing my family apart. I just want to be whole again. Please help. Update. At the guy saying I am dumb and a Mac user, that just shows that you don't know what you are talking about. For the record, I don't use Mac or Windows because they are both far more restricting than other OS. You lose.
You lose. Why did you put that in the end? I'm going to start finishing off Twitter arguments like that. You lose. And just, that's it. You're done. Oh, that's hilarious. Have you ever accidentally flipped on caps lock while you're writing a message? I just carry on, you know.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm like, if they say anything, I'm like, oh, sorry, just had caps lock on. So I'll be like, yeah, Nick, I'll meet you at 7 o'clock at the bar. What do you want to drink? Cool. Thumbs up emoji. Right, here you go. I got one from Sam O. Question. How is Babby formed? How is Babby formed? How get girl pregnant?
Miss Cutie Forever says the answer for this one. A babby is a rare and extinct mammal found in only the high cliffs of the Andes Mountains. They are formed when water drops from the sky, also known as rain, and it hits the ground. When the water hits the ground, it turns into a parasite. If that parasite finds a tiger and bites it, then the tiger gets pregnant and its offspring is known as a babby. They are a mix between a chinchilla and a wombat. Unfortunately, the odds of this happening are very slim, so it happens only about once every something years. It's just a gap there. The good news is There's a lot of typos in this. The good news is the babbies are both male and female. So they get pregnant by licking the pickle juice before the cucumber is turned into a pickle. Do you know what? What's mad about Yahoo Answers? I feel like some of the answers are just as mental as the questions. How do you even think that up? Underneath the source, because you can link to a source, it says source. You know that I'm totally kidding, right? Please go and ask these questions to your mum/dad/guardian because you are not even old enough to spell baby. Okay, right. This question is from Anonymous. Very popular techno song, ! Help! ! They play it in clubs! ! I always hear this song on the radio or when I'm up in the club, but I can't find what it's called. It goes like this. Like it will get real low, then slowly start picking back up and will go faster as it does. It's like dun 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 you get the picture. This person is trying to spell out the flipping song. So I mean, what song is that? Dun 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 dun.
I did some research, right, around this, and then I also found out that from our same source it does actually tell you the name of the song as well, but it's
okay.
Sandstorm. There you go.
Classic record.
That's wicked though. They've managed to actually put that out on the internet like that. It's like that person that comes up to you in the club and goes, "Hey mate, because me and Nick DJ, it's that guy that comes up to you, "Hey Nick, have you got that song that goes you got that one, Nick? That one."
It was so jarring. Like, I used to work in a record shop, and it was even worse when people would phone up the shop and be like, "I heard this song on the weekend," and it goes like, and you're like, "What? Like, I don't know what you're talking about."
How do I take care of my pet potato? I just got pet potato, but I don't know how to take care of it. And that's from Julia in the pet section, in the other section for pets. There you go. That's a little taster of what you can get when you're listening to the patron-only episodes of How to Kill an Hour. If you are still only dedicated to our free feed, that's fine. There's plenty there for you to enjoy and kill time with. And if you do want to show us a little bit of love and in return for that, get bonus episodes that are only for patrons and, of course, all of our regular content without ads, then feel free to click the link in the show description or just head to patreon.com/How to Kill an Hour. Anyway, I'll be in the ear holes real soon. See you next time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.